Up next, the Astrology Hour on KFOX, the topic, the Sabian symbols. So don't go away. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right, starting to get into that holiday spirit, cardinal transits or whatever, damn the torpedoes. So, finally after long-awaited months, a topic on the astrological degrees, the Sabian symbols. Many people have been waiting earnestly to hear this topic. And why is it that Farley does it at a particular timing? Well, I guess it's because we need to hear this stuff at a certain time in our lives. But anyway, if you are a student of astrology, or if you are somebody who is getting into astrology, and or you've been in there for quite some time, you will note that the realm of astrological understanding, and you know what? I got to tell you something. You got to go out and buy this month's issue of Omni, because there's an African gentleman who is an astronomer. Actually, he's part African, and he is a man who has validated astrology with astronomy. Carl Sagan would turn in his grave if he was dead, that is. But this is the finest article I have ever read in any publication anywhere that validates and sustains, confirms the proof that astrology works. So if you ever wondered, or if you needed logic, or if you wanted to have an article handy to show someone the scientific proof of how astrology works, please pick up a December issue of Omni right now. Don't wait and read this article. It is incredible. It is powerful. And you know what? It's just part of what's going on with the age of Aquarius. As time goes on, as the months, the days, and the years, and the weeks pass, the sacred essence and the sacred significance of astrological meanings will surface and will overwhelm this planet like a tidal wave. And then all those people that have not gotten into astrology at this point are going to feel stupid. I'm sorry, but the rest of you are having a major head start by getting involved in what is truth and what is so very important. And when I see astronomers, respected top astronomers on this planet, stepping forward with proof. This guy actually took the time to get his chart done, to get the astrology software in the computers, to run it, to work it, to analyze it, and to run burden of proof experimentation, and he proved it works. And it makes me feel like I'm alive. It makes me feel like I'm alive. You know, it makes me feel like my whole life is worth living now because there's somebody out there that actually did something for astrology. And it totally removes a lot of this veil that's been hovering over this science because people have misused astrology with all this sun sign stuff. Sun sign astrology, there's a place for it, but it's kindergarten astrology. It's for low consciousness awareness. What we talk about and teach here in the Astrology Hour is advanced astrological concepts, planetary astrology, astrology concerned with the 12 houses of life, the aspects of the planets. What we're interested in is the dirt, individual, unique examination of astrological elements that help us understand our lives. So, you know, to do a topic like this, which is called the Sabian symbols, I feel this topic is so surgical because what we are really doing with this topic is we are dividing each sign now by 30 individual sectors. See, like before, a lot of you that knew nothing about astrology thought that astrology was just divided into 12 groups, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. What I'm here to tell you today is that each one of those signs, like for example the sign of Aries, is also has 30 subdivisions in it. And those 30 subdivisions also have 60 subdivisions inside of them. So each sign really has 1,800 sectors in it. That's right, 1,800 sectors to each sign. I guess I am not evolved or aware enough to know what each and every one of those 1,800 sectors mean, but at least information has been passed on to me and through my training that helps me analyze the 30 sectors of each sign, the 30 degrees of each sign that we refer to as the Sabia, are the Sabian symbols, S-A-B-I-A-N. Now, a lot of you might be aware of a book that's out by Dane Rudger that's called An Astrological Mandala, which is an excellent presentation of this information. Each and every one of the 360 zodiacal degrees, as revealed by Dane Rudger's work, R-U-D-H-Y-A-R, called An Astrological Mandala, which I highly respect and which also is part of this topic. So if you want to learn more about the 360 degrees of the zodiac, 30 degrees of each sign, and no, it's so simple because all we're talking about is a circle here. And any child knows that a circle is 360 degrees. You got 12 signs divided into that. You get 30 degrees in each segment. And whenever we're talking about astrological planetary identification, like if you have a planet in Sagittarius, and it is the moon, and it's located at 16 Sagittarius, that's what we need to know for this topic. What degree is that planet located in? And we will try to interpret that degree by using this topic, the Sabian analysis. Now, a couple things I want to make clear is that when we take a look at the Sabian symbols from my point of view, and this show is different than Rudger's book, because our interpretation of the Sabian symbols is altered from his interpretation, but it does include it. So you can combine both meanings, what you get from this show and what you get from his book, as far as a surgical examination of each and every degree. Be forewarned that we don't analyze the degree of zero in the zodiac. What we do, from my point of view on this show, is we assign a number 30 to each sign and a number 1 to the next sign, and we combine the meanings of the 30 from the preceding sign with the 1 of the next sign to understand what the meaning of zero is. In other words, there is no zero in this presentation, but there is a 30. And you'll never see a 30 in your chart. You can't. In my charts, we don't give planets at 30 degrees of Leo. So if you had a planet at zero Virgo, it would have the same meaning as 30 degrees of Leo in the Sabian symbol interpretation. Now, obviously, to understand this topic, you're going to have to know how to find your degrees. And if you have an astroscope, you want to turn to the wheel right now. The bottom of the wheel, it says abbreviations. If you have not filled that in yet, then you have not done your homework. Because literally, the purpose of sending you that chart is to help you figure out where your planets are by sign and by degree. Now, once you're able to interpret that wheel, and you can find out where your planets are, and as part of today's show, I will also interpret any single Sabian degree you want me to, like your rising, which I feel is very important. Anyway, so where do we get this at? You know, people say, Farley, what gives you the right to try to interpret the individual degrees of the zodiac? Who are you? And what happens is that I was fortunate enough to be trained in Atlantean astrology. And this is the Atlantis School of Astrology, which is what we teach on the Astrology Hour, meaning that we teach equal house tropical zodiac astrology, which was given to me by individuals that set up the Atlantis Foundation back in the 70s. Dana Marshall and Larry Fanning, which no longer exists. Dana Marshall still has her foundation, but it's not, I don't believe it's the Atlantis Foundation any longer. But the Atlantis Foundation had a school called the Academy of Atlantis that trained some 600, 700 people at that point. It was like an ancient mystery school along the lines of astrology and metaphysics, and I was one of the graduates of that school. The beauty about Dana Marshall and Larry Fanning, of course, was that they were just plain old graphic artists. And one day, Dana Marshall started doing some automatic writing upside down and backwards, and before she knew it, she was involved in a metaphysical supernatural experience that she really had no control over, because she was gotten in touch with by a spirit guide, and a great Atlantean metaphysician and astrologer, who I feel is around me quite often, named Frenette Chittingham, who proceeded to allow Dana Marshall to write thousands and thousands of pages of metaphysical and astrological information that was used to encourage these individuals, Larry and Dana, who were hardly metaphysical at all before this started, to set up the Academy of Atlantis on Wilshire Boulevard back in 1972, 73, 74, 75, 76, and so forth, which is what I ran into and graduated from. Well, besides the fact that Dana had channeled much of the information we learned about astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness, we were also fortunate in that from the ancient sacred meanings of each and every one of the degrees of the zodiac, some of those documents that were written through automatic writing upside down and backwards by Dana were the essence surgical vibrations of each and every one of the degrees of the zodiac that we now refer to as the Sabian symbols, which is what I have a copy of right in front of my face right now. And this, when the Academy of Atlantis, of course, was an organization, this was not available to the public because you had to go through the school and graduate and somehow obtain a copy of this. But now that the Atlantis Foundation is no longer existing, as far as I'm concerned, because it's been so many years, that this stuff has now been available for all people, because this type of information, it can be used by astrology students and teachers and astrologers to help explain sacred meanings, sacred astrological meanings that we are constantly searching for. It's like if you're an astrologer or if you're an astrology student and you're trying to analyze your chart, you're going to get so much by analyzing where your planets are in their signs, where they are in their houses, by degree, and also what the aspects are and what they mean. Now we go a step further because we can analyze the sacred vibration that is attached to the degree where your planet lies. In other words, when we talk about Sabian meanings, we are talking about plugging in to the grassroots definition of the karma assigned to any one single degree, which means if you take the meaning of a planet and the meaning of what sign it's in, and then you focus on the numerical vibration attached to that Sabian symbol, that degree, then that will totally help you plug in to your soul's purpose by having a planet at that degree. And we astrologers believe that the chart is a predestined element of cosmic and metaphysical purpose, which means that no chart is an accident, that we are born with an absolute required necessity to have a certain metaphysical vibration attached to our bodies, to ourselves, and to our brains at birth, which is what the astrological miracle is all about. Let's just take a look at some random degrees here. Let's say that you have Saturn in a sign, and it's in Aries at 28 degrees. Now, we all know, or many of us that study astrology know, that Saturn in Aries, Saturn being karma, our lesson, our major area of learning in life, and Aries being a vibration that rules the character, the identity, the childhood, and the self, the basic karmic interpretation of Saturn in Aries for all Saturns in Aries would be a mission or a purpose of overcoming the stress of childhood, of forming a relationship spiritually with the self, and also of being able to reflect a positive, loving, and caring attitude. But now, by having the explanation of what 28 Aries means in the Sabian symbols, we can focus surgically on what the vibration coming from 28 Aries from that sector of space truly means. The sacred focus, which is an awakening to responsibility for self-actions regarding other people. So this is an egotistical degree because we are trying to awaken responsibility inside of our spirit for the actions, the way we treat other people. And it continues, the knowledge that the end does not justify the means, the ability to clearly and fairly criticize oneself. So that is the karma of 28 Aries. So having Saturn in that sign and understanding that vibration could help a person understand their soul's purpose in reaching their highest karmic good in their life. Understand what that means? Like, when I first got a hold of the Sabian symbols, and when I first found out about them, I rushed over to 20 Libra, because I wanted to know the essence vibration of my rising sign, because the rising sign is the self. The rising sign is the I am that we have chosen for this lifetime. And I never truly got confirmed in what I was meant to do in my life until I found out what 20 Libra meant, which was always a very important degree to me, because somebody I loved very much had that rising, somebody I wanted to marry. John F. Kennedy has 20 Libra rising, and it's rare. You know, any risings in the 20s for any signs are rare. They're a little tougher to get. And when I read this, I got such a chill up my spine that I'm sure it stretched deep into my entire soul. And I'm not really bragging or waving my flag, because this was my way of trying to understand Farley. And understanding astrology, in my opinion, is a way for us to understand a deeper part of ourselves that we might not otherwise understand unless we delve into astrological analysis. Now, here's 20 Libra. A desire to inspire from inner acknowledgement of ancient teachings. Now, does that sound like me? Now, before I found out about this, I was still into this type of stuff. An accumulation of frustrations explodes into a social revolt for others' sake. Now, John F. Kennedy seemed like a type of president that was revolutionary and that was into trying to change this planet for the better, and that he put his life down for it, too. That's a 20-Libra rising. So you can actually take any planet in any chart, like my 17 Scorpio moon. It says, a blending of spiritual and material natures, a reliance upon the wisdom of divine justice through the karma cycle. When I read this stuff, I get the chills every time I read it, because it plugs in to information about my soul's pattern that I need to have confirmed. If you want to really get down to some of the grassroots meanings of the Sabian symbols, we have to go back to pre-Earth and to even extraterrestrial civilizations. Now, because these vibrations stretch out throughout this entire realm. And these symbologies, these symbols were passed down through ancient astrological means from what I believe were spiritual sectors, spiritual realms, through meditation, and actually passed on to us through extraterrestrial sources. And I believe the ancient meanings were preserved on Earth throughout the centuries through the priests and the astrologers and the mystery schools of succeeding civilizations, and the true meaning that has been kept intact partially by Dane Rudyard's work and also by these symbols that Dana Marshall channeled is such a valuable, powerful tool to acknowledge to us the sacred source, the sacred power, and the spiritual essence that astrological insight truly can bestow upon us through studying these situations. And frankly, astrology is a tool which can be a benefit to any individual, and the higher one's level of attainment, the greater the benefit one derives from astrology. When the degree of understanding astrology is great enough, the door to esoteric comprehension swings open, and one perceives greater truths than are available in today's normal male astrology. An ever-increasing number of people are approaching this stage of development. It's obvious from the article in the Omni. Interpretation of the symbols requires much work from developed, finely tuned minds. And true understanding can bring the joy of knowing one's exact place on his chosen path and the awesome knowledge that his decisions are no longer supported by the crutch of ignorance. I know a friend of mine in Malibu, Beverly, who whenever she meets anyone, she sits down with her IBM and she types out the Sabian symbols for that person and studies it. Basically, what you do is you'd make a list of all your planets by sign and by degree. I could look up Cancer 5 for my Venus, Uranus 29 for my Uranus, Pluto 14 for my Leo, Sun, Mercury are both at 18 in Leo, Saturn at 25 in Leo, and Neptune at 10 Libra, Mars at 15 Libra, rising at 20 Libra, Moon at 17 Scorpio, and Jupiter retrograde at 19 Sag, which is my chart. By the way, I memorize to help me understand astrology better, which I recommend other people do. And you could sit down and type out the Sabian symbol meanings for each and every one of those degrees and read it. And then you will get an idea of where Farley Malaris is truly coming from, because these Sabian symbols nail me like nothing in this world ever has. And that's why I'm so excited about it. And I can't explain to you why the Atlantis Foundation does not exist anymore. All I can say is that the Atlantis Foundation served a purpose, and the Academy of Atlantis trained hundreds of individuals to go forward all over this planet and enlighten people. So I do believe that the mission and the purpose of the Academy of Atlantis was fulfilled, and that this show, this program, and the information that's passed on through this show by Farley Malaris is a legacy to what Dana and Larry had originally intended. Even though they thought it would be done on a much wider scale, a much worldwide scale, I guess I had the patience to start off in Redondo Beach on a station called KFOX and do the best I can to teach as many people, and we have charted almost 50, 60,000 people in 6 years now. So we're trying to get the word out. And as you can see, the planet is changing, and there is hope for the planet for peace and humanitarian unification in the next decade or so as we speak. I think many people on this planet are aware that the choices are obvious. A choice for either war or peace. If it's peace, it's going to be a lot easier than war, because obviously a war would be catastrophic. So let's pray for China, the Middle East, and Central and South America, and of course Africa too, and also Indonesia, and certain areas of the world that are still trying to get it together. And let's hope and pray that what's going on in Eastern Europe is real. What's going on in Russia is also real. I like to visualize this stuff is real, and I think a lot of the spiritual people in Eastern Europe have been visualizing it, and that's why I think it is happening. So there's hope that this planet is going to survive and that we are not going to be evaporated like Atlantis was, which was also a wonderful, high-tech, evolved civilization that was melted away and evaporated from their high technological weapons that were used in the awesome Holocaust that occurred many thousands of years before written history, of course.